If you're a white boy, then you had about three or four fallen in there, and then you go.
They do it with those. Boy had a lawnmower. Did you see him go by?
Yeah, I know him. He did.
He had four different, he had four dogs. He worked four times, but he didn't
come back.
No, I haven't seen him, right? I don't think my famous name dog's running out. I don't pay attention. I know him, my old dog. Because I walk that ground. I couldn't help you there, but I don't know.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
The thing you hold when you're plowing, those are called handles.
Yeah, that's right.
But
I think that's
a handle.
Yeah, the thing you hold from the horse.
Oh, that's reins.
All right.
And you call that when you're plowing the horse.
Right.
Well, some people use two lines, and most people use one. And when you're riding on a horse's back, you put your feet in the stirrup. Alright, and if, when you're following, you have two horses and mules, do you have a special name for the horse on the left?
No, you say, well, the leading horse and being the first. Then they're turning. Turning around. But they don't use that anymore.
What do you mean in the first?
Well, that's where you've already
found. Oh, I see.
Yeah, you got to mix better, you know. One horse will walk in that and the other one up on the
roof. And you call that the lead horse?
Yeah, the lead horse in the first.
I see. And if something isn't a long distance away, you say, oh, that's just a little piece.
Okay.
And if it's a considerable distance away, you might say it's a
mile or two.
Did you ever use something with teeth in it there?
No.
You ever call it a fur piece?
Good little piece.
Okay. If something isn't difficult to find, and you say, oh, you can find that just about
at the hardware or
pull off.
All right.
Might you use something else, like say it's saying it's not difficult to find, you say, oh, you can find that almost
anywhere.
Sure. And if a man fell down this way, you'd say he fell
that way.
If he fell this way, he fell that way. All
right.
And I say, did he give you any? And he'd say, no, he didn't give me. Did he give you
some of that?
He'd say, no, he didn't give me anything.
Okay.
Now I'm talking about raising raising corn, that's it. You raised a big crop, all right? And we talked about this before, the land, removing the shrubs and trees from the land. You say, we're clearing
that piece of land.
Now, when you plow a field, you plant something, or you plant hay or something, and that crop, you harvest that crop, and then you get another crop, what do you call that?
The second crop.
All right. If when something comes up that you haven't planted, what do you call that?
I call that wild stuff.
Okay. You ever use the term volunteer?
Yeah, volunteer.
All right. You've never used the term volunteer, though, for a second crop?
No.
Okay. And when you don't raise wheat, but you know what you call wheat when it's tied up,
when it's harvest gone?
It's money.
All right.
And then a shock. Now a shock is a number of bundles.
Yeah, that's a bunch of bundles. That's that net to keep the rain around off of. You bring all these here shocks, these bundles, in one place. And then they cap one on top of it. So the rain around off.
Any special name for that kind of,
we just call it shock.
Yeah,
any special number of bundles in the shop.
I don't know how many bundles they're putting in
there. There's several bundles over there. You see it, you've got to make it about this big.
Mm-hmm.
And you set them up.